Listen, let's be clear.
Are y'all listening? Are you listening? Are you listening?
We're going to clear this thing up for folks. Get it together.
Y'all paying attention? You better be listening. Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Brandon.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm well. I'm well. Can we talk about something, though?
Mm-hmm. What's that?
I got a problem.
Okay.
And it's with passive aggressiveness.
Oh, I cannot stand a passive aggressive person. I mean, I can't stand it. I'm so direct that it just bothers my
problem,
spirit.
Though, because I am too.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why we mesh so well together. Mm-hmm. But you know, we still have to function and deal with passive aggressive people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do I like it? No, because you be ready to pop folks' head like pimples, because that passive aggressive stuff is just like, to me, it's like nails on chalkboard. But regardless, you still gonna have to deal with it, because passive aggressive people are in personal and professional life. So how do you deal with passive aggressive?
When I'm dealing with a passive aggressive personality, it makes me not trust them. Like, it's like, okay, you're not able to communicate what your concerns are directly so that we can address them. Instead, you will take subtle jabs or shut down or make a joke. I mean, I don't have time to read your mind to try to figure out why you're upset. Just say it. Say what your concern is so that we can address it. And if we can address it, we can say that. We will agree to disagree.
So here's the thing. Maybe it's their comfort zone.
Because,
you know, I'm not passive aggressive at all. Ain't nothing about me passive. So I just got to maybe think and put yourself in somebody else's shoes. So maybe they're not a type A personality. So maybe the comfort zone is passive aggressive. But in the phrase passive aggressive, they're still aggressive. So, and I don't think people realize how when you're passive aggressive, to me and to a lot of other people, you come across as just straight up aggressive with a nice, sweet undertone.
Well, and I think part of the problem is this word aggressive. When you're dealing with something directly and you're having a direct conversation with someone, it's not necessarily aggressive. Is it tense? Yes, but you should figure out how to manage that tension. It may mean pulling back. It may mean reframing how you talk about something. But we ought to be able to have conversations as adults about things that do make us a little bit uncomfortable. And that's okay. I think the whole concept of it being aggressive makes it seem negative, makes it like you're being aggressive in your tone, you're being aggressive in your conversation, you're being passive aggressive. It makes it seem negative when someone is just trying to be direct. Like, I want to deal with the issue head on.
Right. So instead of saying aggressive, you say direct. But are some people just not direct people, though? And I'm playing devil's advocate, because I'm gonna be honest, I don't quite understand, but I'm trying to talk my way through it.
I hear you. And I can understand that for some people, conversations can trigger traumatic experiences or can trigger traumatic memories. So to even bring it up is a lot.
That silent mess, that to me is the epitome of passive aggression. Like, and see, people going silent, I'm telling you, we cause direct people like myself to get really ugly.
Yes.
And then we act out because you ain't doing, so you not giving me the interaction.
Right.
But say something back to me. But then let's talk about apologizing.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of apologies, and I'm putting quotes around apologies, mm-hmm. are what I call apologize. You did not mean none, not nary a letter in that apology.
Mm-hmm.
See, that type of stuff to me is, again, classified as passive aggressive. Mm-hmm. Because if you did not mean that apology, keep it.
Yeah, I don't believe in forced apologies. You know, a lot of people, they watch all of these shows like the Real Housewives show and all these other reality shows that come on. And you'll see when they try to force these conversations and they try to force these reconciliations between people. And then they say, they make these apologies. And then when they go to their one-on-ones, they're still talking stuff about each other.
Right. So that apology was a pile of lies.
It meant nothing. But I do think that if someone comes to you and says, you know, I feel like you should apologize, understand why they say that, why they feel that way. And if you don't feel that way, you guys may just have to part ways. If what I said or what I did, I stand by, then yeah, you know.
Yeah, but that's all about being adult.
It is. And people moving on and letting things go. In order for all of this to happen, in order for you to have a direct conversation, for you to be able to apologize when you've wronged someone or to accept an apology from someone, you really have to be very clear about what your boundaries are and what your priorities are and your non-negotiables. Because oftentimes I'm in situations where I see this conflict arising and people are passive aggressive. And I'm like, listen, what is the focus here? What is the basis of these friendships? And if this is not a priority in my life, it doesn't fit with my values, it's not helping me make an impact in the areas that are important to me, it got to go.
Have you heard of the phrase, not a friend nor a mirror?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's that friend that you got, that's quote-unquote friend, who knew you came out the house looking crazy,
mm-hmm.
let you get in the car, didn't say nothing. You get in the car, y'all go where y'all going, y'all meet up with some more friends. Now you looking a straight-up fool, and that friend let you get in their car, didn't say nothing to you,
mm-hmm.
but she gonna drag your behind when everybody else get there. Mm-hmm. You ain't getting in my car looking crazy, because people might think, I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be sitting next to me looking crazy. I'm not going to be nobody looking crazy.
Now, what do you think about people who say that being passive aggressive is a survival technique?
So when you talk about professionally, I would say that it is a cultural thing. Mm-hmm. It depends on where you are.
You also have to be able to identify the work culture. But I do know of instances where being direct does not serve you well. So that's a reality right. that we do acknowledge.
Right. I like to use what I call finesse at times to make sure, number one, you get people's buy-in. Because mm-hmm. You have to get their buy-in to get them to follow you for you to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't be too rough because it'll turn people off. You'll lose people.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be direct so they understand where you're coming from, but then you can smooth it by telling them the why. And typically they understand that and they understand, well, okay, yeah, he did correct me. He is very direct, but now I understand why he did it.
And of course, power dynamics play a part in that too. It depends on the relationship. If there's a lot of factors that influence whether or not you choose to be passive aggressive or more direct in the workplace.
Right. But everybody has their own style anyway.
True.
So whatever you are in your personal life, either you're going to be the exact same or the complete opposite. Because if I had to be direct all day long, it is truly exhausting. Then when you get home, you don't want to process nothing. You even come home and watch a mindless television. So, I mean, just let's be clear. Passive aggressive is a real thing. But is it good or is it bad? Is there a reason why someone is passive aggressive? So how do you know somebody's actually being passive aggressive? So
you know, for me, it is when they are non-committal or they give you like the silent treatment. So you ask somebody, can they do this or will they commit to this? So think about just like in your dating life or something like that, where you ask, hey, would you like to go out to eat? Would you like to go out, watch a movie or come over, watch a movie? And the other person is like, maybe, I don't know. I don't know what my day looks like. I'll let you know later. They're really trying to say I'm not interested. Something better may come along.
Right. They may just not say, oh, they got 50 million excuses.
Right. And instead of just saying I'm not interested, that's passive aggressive.
Right. Just say, right? I don't want to go out with you. No harm, no foul. It's fine.
Exactly. Exactly. And I think people struggle with it because that seems harsh.
Or it could lead to confrontation.
Exactly. But, you know, if you're dealing with two mature people, then
you shouldn't have confrontation. Right.
Right.
So procrastination.
Mm-hmm. That's another one.
It is. That's a good one. Because, mm-hmm. you know, people like me, we procrastinate about everything. However, when you do it deliberately, you can tell the difference.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody's a procrastinator, you expect them to be late, to turn the assignment in at the last minute, to give their report the 2 seconds before it's due. That's who they are. Mm-hmm. But then when you start doing that only in certain instances, especially if it's something you really didn't want to do,
right.
you're going to do it the last minute, and you can tell because it's thrown together.
Exactly.
And now I got to present
sometimes, it. Sometimes people, it's that either they don't want to do it, they don't know what to do, or they don't know how it would be perceived. So they procrastinate. Instead of them just saying directly, you know what, I need help with this because I'm not exactly sure what it is I'm supposed to be doing, especially in the workplace.
Right. When
you ask someone, it could be do some research on this. Can you pull up the information about this? Run the report on this. And they're like, oh, I haven't done it yet. I'm going to get to it. Either, like you said, they don't want to do it or
they don't know how.
They don't know how.
That's true. No. What about sarcastic remarks? Now, you know I'm flip about the mouth anyway.
Honey.
I'm just saying. Sarcastic remarks. Again, somebody can be sarcastic. It mm-hmm. doesn't mean they're passive aggressive because typically passive aggressive people are going to have sarcastic remarks about certain people or certain situations because they don't want to deal with it head on.
It could even be something like someone who's always late and you stress the time that you're supposed to be. So we're going out to dinner. Everyone's going to be there at 6:45, right, Brandon? And, you know, that's right. basically avoiding saying, Brandon, you always late. Now, you're not late. You're usually always on time.
Well, no, nah, because
usually,
I mean, you tell me 5:30, it'll be 5:35 or so, but I'll be there.
Is that really late? Or is that?
Well, I mean, it depends on the time zone you own.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, if you're talking about certain color people time.
See, I don't buy into that, the whole color people time. Some people are just late, and some people a few minutes behind.
CPT is a term people use, but it comes across all ethnicities, racial, everything. Because
yes.
everybody, black, white, yellow, pink, they be late.
Yeah.
They do. Yes. They be late. Now, I would tell you, some of my family members put the late in late.
They late.
I got some
late.
Folks that I tell them, you're going to be late for your own fume.
Yeah.
That's how late you be. But does that make them passive aggressive?
To a degree, yes, it is passive aggressive. Because what you could do is pull that person aside, especially if it's something important with time, pull that person aside and say, hey, it's really important that you be on time for this event because it's a surprise party. You know, just have the conversation. And you may find out, well, maybe they're not on time because their babysitter is late, or maybe they're not on time because they overslept. They didn't feel well. You don't know what the circumstance and situation is. Now, if they are chronically late all the time.
But if you say something to me smart about being late, then I'm going to respond with a sarcastic remark. I'm probably going to be late on purpose. And then I'm going to come in. I'm going to say, well, I didn't know I was coming. No way. I had to
pass the last minute. That is passive aggressive.
Because at this point now, you making me be passive aggressive. I'm going to be smart about the mouth, so the smart remark. I'm going to take my time getting there, because if I was going to be 5 minutes late, for real show, I'm going to be about 50 minutes late. And then I'm going to look at you like you crazy when I get there and say, oh, is this late enough for you?
Listen, all you have to say is, look, Bob, I will be on time. And if I'm not on time, start the party without me, okay?
Well, how come Bob couldn't just say, why don't you be on time? I'm just saying. You passive aggressive for passive aggressive. That's all I'm saying.
That does not solve the problem. So how do you deal with passive aggressive people?
Just like that. Because I can't stand
passive aggressive for passive aggressive.
Correct. Because I can't stand it. Don't do me.
So that is not what I would recommend for people. Okay. But just pull them to the side and say, hey, what's up with the sarcasm?
They're probably the more mature thing to do, yes.
And then express, you know, I don't appreciate it. I would appreciate moving forward, X, Y, and Z. And I think that works personally and professionally. And if someone can't respect you doing that, then you need to reconsider the interaction.
I can tell you when I'm going to be late. So I'll be looking, they'll say it started 5. Okay, I see you around my 6:30. Mm-hmm. Oh, you're going to be late? Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm going to tell you up front. Because typically, mm-hmm. I run about 5 minutes late. But if I know that I got a heavy day that day, and I might need a few moments to decompress on my own time, and I just tell you that. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, what I got, you're going to be mad. And what else? Oh, okay. You just mad. I mean, it is what it is. And you can't really say it's a habit because it doesn't happen all the time.
Right.
But what you can say is I wasn't passive aggressive with you and you knew exactly where I was coming from when I was coming from there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yep.
All right, Adrian. I think, you know what? I think that we did preach a word to the folks today.
All right.
Good conversation.
Mm-hmm. And we want to hear how you're thriving.
Right.
So
right.
Let us know. Let us know what's your definition for success? What does it take for you to thrive? What has been your experience? We want to hear that from you. So share it with us so that we can learn from your experiences and other people, some of our other listeners and thrivers can learn as well.
Right. And look us up on Instagram, Facebook, and send us emails. Because we do want to hear your success stories. And, you know, we also want to hear those things that you may be struggling with. Because, you know, we may be young, but we've been through a whole lot of trials and tribulations that we can tell you how to overcome some of these humps. I'm just telling you.